Today on CityCast Philly, Spring Fling Week is on a roll. The weather has been pretty nice this week, especially for skating. I'm talking with two members of Philly Quad Fun. They're making roller skating more financially accessible. Plus, they've got some really cool recommendations on the best places and surfaces to find your skating flow in the city. It's Thursday, March 23rd. I'm Trinae Nuri, and here's what Philly's talking about. Stevie Lucchese and Dirt Hutchinson. I have to say, I love to skate. And you both were self-taught roller skaters who are now sponsored by this local skate shop, Zembo Temple of Skate and Design.
Yeah.
Dirt, how did you get into skating?
When I was 4 years old, my mom started playing roller derby.
No way. That's so cool to see your mom do that.
Yeah. It was really inspiring. So mm-hmm. I kind of grew up on the outskirts of the skate rink. Like while they had practice, they'd be like, yeah, throw skates on the kid. And I just kind of like would scoot around. And then I started playing roller derby when I was 10. And I got into park skating around like 2018, 2019. And it was especially helpful like when the pandemic hit and skating became more of an isolated activity. I could still go outside to the skate park.
Stevie, what's your skating story?
Mine doesn't start back quite as far as Dirt, but roughly, I think it was 2017 or so, I had moved back home to my hometown with my parents, didn't really know what to do. I had been a collegiate athlete before that and missed the passion of sports in my life. Mm-hmm. And I had remembered way back being at a flea market and there being roller derby there. And I was like, oh yeah, that happens in my hometown. So let me seek that out. So I just grabbed my water bottle and nothing else and literally showed up at a new skater program. And they're like, oh, you've already been here before. And I was like, no, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing.
So when you said you played sports in college, what sport did you play?
I played soccer.
Okay. So now putting you on some skates was totally different.
A little different. I had skated, ice skated and you know, roller rink skated as a kid. Mm-hmm. And just being very in tune with my body and how it moves has always fascinated me. So I'm always willing to throw myself into anything new in that aspect. So I was like, wheels, why not?
That's so cool, Stevie. So I have a similar story. I picked up roller skating during the pandemic. And so my kids and I, we would actually go across the bridge to Millennium Skate mm-hmm. in Camden, yeah. New Jersey for the Saturday morning classes and the family skate sessions. But I just love the adult night at the rink, mm-hmm. which is all the way in Edgewater Park, New Jersey. It's not too far, but these places are in Jersey. So if people like me want to get skate lessons here in the city, where should they go?
I think it depends on what type of skating you want to do. Mm-hmm. I also myself, I go to Millennium as well if I want to go skate at a skate rink. But there's also Rolling Thunder up north of the city. And Great on Skates has done, you know, skate like jam skating, dance skating, that kind of rink skating classes in the past. And they're amazing. I love what they do.
Yeah, I've been to one before, yep.
Yeah.
Also, Rolling with the Homos.
Yeah, I was going to say Rolling with the Homos also does a lot of outdoor beginner skate classes. They're a skater queer run organization on Instagram that just plans meetups and gets together, you know, any type of wheel. So if it's quad skates, blades, skateboard, very accepting and welcoming of all. And then Skate the Foundry, if you want to get a little bit more into park skating. Skate the Foundry in West Philly has some quad skate classes going on. And I was going to say the last one, if you want to get into roller derby, we've got a couple roller derby teams in the area. We have the Philly Roller Derby that does new skater programs. And then Penn Jersey as well is also pretty local to the area. And yeah, so there's skating of all different kinds in the area to get into.
But I got to ask y'all, what does quad skating mean? Because I know skating as like roller skating or just skating, but what does quad skating mean?
So quad skating is like roller skating where you have on each skate, you have like two axles instead of like inline, which is so like rollerblading.
Like rollerblading, yeah.
It's a, like a dual axle parallel wheel
Yes.
Setup of four. So quad.
You said it.
Makes sense. And Stevie, I have to ask you also, I feel like a golden rule, though, that I've kind of picked up is that it's okay to fall. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. I eat it a lot.
Yeah.
To say the least. If I don't fall, I just was talking to someone at the skate park the other day and he said something. He was like, oh, I just always try not to fall or wipe out or whatever. I said, no, that's the best part, because that's when you know you've reached your limit. I was like, if I don't fall, I don't know how far I can push it. So I'm someone who's always going to push it till I am flat on the ground.
Yeah, that's definitely the best way to learn, because then you're like, why did I fall? And then you analyze and you figure out like, oh, okay, here's how it's done.
Okay, so once, you know, you get comfortable with skating, how did you all begin to build a community in the city?
How I started building a community in the city is I piggybacked off of a lot of the pandemic, you know, skate groups that popped up. Skate Adelphia was a big one. I used to go to their meetups at Paynes Park all the time. They're a little bit on a hiatus right now. I miss them. And Rolling with the Homos, I would go to their events a lot. And having roller derby, the league is, you know, 100+ people. So
wow.
I think that's, you know, having my hand in a little bit of all of that. And then also being what they call a shop rat at Zembo. You can catch me there pretty much almost every week, either just skating or sitting there and watching clips. But really just, you know, putting myself in the community in all different aspects and talking to the people when I'm there, you know, say hi, ask them about their skates, ask them what they're learning, ask them, compliment their outfits. I love a good fit. So
yeah.
If you don't want to talk about skates, talk about their good looks.
The more time you spend at the skate park naturally, like the more people you're going to meet, and the groups and the people that already exist skating are like really great ways to like insert yourself into the community. But personally, like, a part of the reason I started Philly Quad Fund was because I had like so many friends that I like wanted to skate. And I was like, I need people to skate with, guys. Like, let's get you some skates.
Mm-hmm.
Taking your friends and making them do it with you. That too.
Right. Because, yeah, once you start skating and like posting on IG, I feel like everyone's like, please, I want to go skating with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you ready to fall? Because you're going to break a nail. So speaking of skating, I don't know if I like indoor or outdoor better, but I saw that is the Skatatorium. Is that at Zembo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a skate park inside the skate shop. Yeah. And they call the skate.
And they have ramps. Like, mm-hmm. Have y'all tried that? I'm scared.
Yeah. I'm there all the time.
Oh, it's so fun.
And you have like knee pads and like wrist mm-hmm. guards. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When I started, I would wear like wrist guards, elbow pads, helmet, knee pads, all the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was wearing armor.
And so this is like skating year round, not just during spring or summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being an East Coast skater, having a good indoor skate spot is very crucial, because you get very jealous of the West Coast people who always have the nice weather and can skate outside all the time.
Tell me about it. Yeah,
for sure. One thing I love, you know, and I'm not sure if folks are familiar, but like you said, Greed on Skates, like doing the line dancing on skates, or when the DJ, if you're at a indoor rink and a DJ yells out, it's time for fast backwards skate. You know, that's like my favorite thing to do. Are y'all good with the backwards skate?
I can skate backwards.
Yeah, thanks to roller derby, I'm pretty good at the backwards skate.
Nice. Okay, so we talked about the skating groups in the city and the indoor spot at Zembo. Dirt, where would you recommend people skate outdoors?
There's an outdoor rink in, like, South Philly.
Yeah Rizzo Front or Street. Front Street Park.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely the School River Trail, skating that is really fun because it's, like, so scenic.
I was going to say, yeah, Rizzo.
Any given basketball court.
Yeah, I was going to say any basketball court is my go-to for a good flat ground situation. Also, I think Fishtown Rec Center is reopened. They just resurfaced theirs. So that should be opening hopefully soon. And there's Sione Park up a little, also up in the Fishtown area. But then Rizzo Rink or Front Street Park is the other kind of flat ground covered rink space.
So Dirt, can you tell me why you created the Philly Quad Fund? Can you tell me, you know, what it is and how people can get involved?
So skating has brought like so much joy and community and purpose into my life. And I think that that's something that should be accessible for pretty much anyone who wants to try it. But there's so much of like a financial barrier when it comes to skating because it's expensive to get started, to buy skates and then all of the gear that goes with it. Mm-hmm. So basically, before I started Philly Quad Fund, I knew lots of people with like skates and gear that they were, you know, trying to get off their hands and find good homes for. And I knew lots of people that were like looking for skates and gear. So I would just post on my story because I had like, you know, a few followers. So I was like, does anybody need this? Does anybody have this? And I was like, okay, there's a way to streamline this. So I started Philly Quad Fund. So there's like an account where we post used skate gear donations that we get and people can pretty easily find what they need. And if we don't have what they need on hand, they can request a pair of skates or some gear and we can try and find some for them because we also do raise monetary donations and purchase skates for people as well.
So the equipment that you do give, it's free for folks?
Absolutely, yeah. No, people aren't paying for anything really. There is an option to pay for shipping if it's possible to help us out so we can provide more skates to people, but it's free if you need it to be.
So y'all are really doing some really great work within the skating community in the city. Stevie, why is Philly's skate scene so special to you?
Oh, I have a lot of connection to the Philly skate scene. I love that there's just so much possibility. I don't feel like there's a shortage of anything. You know, I can throw a stone and there's a skate park or there's a basketball court or anything like that. And sometimes I kind of take it for granted or forget how big it is. But FDR Skate Park is one of the biggest DIY skate parks in the United States, which means that it's all been skater collective funded and built all on its own, which is huge. When you look, walk in there and see how big it is and the fact that it's all been community and volunteer based. And it's just because people love to skate and they want to skate bigger. So you create what you love. And then along with that, I got to meet so many amazing people. I mean, I met Dirt through it. I met I call them my skate besties. You know, you have the people that you always go to skate with all the time. I met my partner through it. You know, so many people have come into my life through skating. And I look at other cities and I don't know if that's possible. So I think, you know what I mean? Sometimes Philadelphia really, truly has it all.
That's special. And Derek, what about for you? Why do you love Philly's skate scene? Or what are some of your goals for this year with Philly Quad Fund?
Okay, moving here, I didn't really know anybody except for like two people I had played roller derby with like once. And when I moved here, I, you know, met up and skated with these people and they introduced me to people they thought I would like and who introduced me to other people. And then all of a sudden I had an entire community of friends in this like place that I just moved to. And it was because people who skate, especially in Philadelphia, are so open and they just want to share what they have with you, share their community and just like envelop you. And everybody's so supportive of like wherever you're at in your skate journey, like there's somebody who's going to cheer you on and hype you up and they're genuinely so excited for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Philly Quad Fund this year, I mean, our initiative is just, you know, if you need skates, there are skates that you can have. I just want everyone to get taken care of. I want whoever wants to get rolling to get rolling. And that's always been the mission and that's still the mission.
I like that. Let's get things rolling. I want to go skating with y'all. That was Dirt Hutchinson and Stevie Lucas from Philly Quad Fund. Thank y'all so much for joining me on CityCast Philly.
Thanks for having us.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
To learn more about Philly Quad Fund, check out the link in our show notes. And here's what else Philly's talking about. the city of Philadelphia will pay $9.25 million in damages to more than 300 people who sued the city over the police response to protesters back in 2020. According to Billy Penn, the lawsuit claimed that the city used tear gas, excessive force, and discriminatory policing. In the settlement, the city will also hold meetings between West Philly community members and the city's police department's commissioner, award the Bread and Roses Community Fund as much as $600,000 for grant making, and commit to policy changes that would limit police access to military equipment. And this week it was announced that the city is rolling out this new program called Philly Joy Bank. So this is how it works. The city will offer $1,000 monthly cash payments to 250 expecting mothers over 18 months. According to the Inquirer, the program hopes to reduce racial disparities in infant death rates in Cobbs Creek, Strawberry Mansion, and Nicetown, Tioga, the neighborhoods with the highest rates of low birth weight. The Philadelphia Department of Public Health plans to start the program early 2024. It's time for the tip of the day, where we share a life hack for living in Philly. As we have been enjoying the outdoors this week, just remember, driving or parking is not allowed on the grass along Kelly Drive. If you do, there's a $101 fine. Philly's Parks and Rec Department has a map of public parking options by the Schuylkill River. We'll have a link in our show notes. If you have a tip of the day, we'd love to hear from you too. Call or text us at 215-259-8170. That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed this episode about where to skate indoors and outdoors, tell a friend who also loves to skate. Rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter too. It's called Hey Philly. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the Friday News Roundup. You don't want to miss this. Bye. Tip of the day.